Yeah, I used to grow cabbage and collards and onions, tomatoes, pepper,
carrots, and
radish,
and lettuce,
turnips, lettuce, beets, okra,
English peas, snap beans,
butter beans,
lady pea, okra.
I grow my lady peas in the field.
They been, but we grow them in the field, but our gardener down in the field at that time. Because we raised all the land most around the house. Anything would be a little small potato patch, but all other stuff way down in the field. Tomatoes and okra, beans and peas, cabbage, lettuce, carrot, radish. No, radish is a, I was telling him, it's a red thing, it's like a tunnel, but the bottom of it is red and hot.
Did you grow any squash?
Squash.
Cucumbers and squash. And pumpkins.
Eggplants. Eggplants.
How about melon?
Watermelon.
Cantaloupes.
Marshmallow, breakfast melon. Ground potatoes. I used to raise them.
I never raised them.
I raised them. Ground potatoes. You grow on a vine, and it looks something like a pumpkin, like, but it's not a pumpkin. And it grows about that long. That's a ground potato.
Ground potato. Was that the same as a sweet potato?
It's nearly about like a sweet potato, but
just grow on top of the ground on a different vine.
I see. Did you ever grow white potatoes?
Yeah, I did. Plenty of them, white potatoes. And sweet potatoes.
Did you use much rice for anything? You never grew any, did you?
No, I didn't ever grow any rice. Because you had to grow that in a low place in water. But we used to cook rice.
Did you? Would you rather have grits or rice?
Well, I liked it rice the best.
Did you? how did you drink coffee? You put anything in your coffee?
I drank coffee, sugar and cream in my coffee. Now we used to get cream off our milk when we milked the cows. And we put a little jelly bucket of sweet milk up in there. Safe, up in the safe, for to get the cream off there for to put in your coffee, so you won't bother that in the chewing. And grinders coffee, we had this, we'd buy this grain, this beans, coffee beans, and parch it. Put in a skillet and parch it till it get nearly about done, get near about brown, get brown, and near about black. And then we'd take a finger to mash it, see was it done. And if it break open, it's done. Then you had a mill, and you put that coffee in that mill, and you grind that coffee. And then you had, then they had no percolators like we got now. You had drip pots. And you put that coffee in that dripper, and put it on that coffee pot. And then you pour boiling water on that dripper. And that coffee drip through, and it's made then when it drip through there and come down in the pot. And then you get it and you put your sugar and cream in your cup and drink. And everybody drank sugar in the coffee them days.
My sure did.
Because they never would buy coffee without buying sugar.
Did you ever hear anybody say that he liked his coffee barefoot?
Coffee what?
Coffee barefoot. That would mean you didn't put anything in it. It was just...
Oh, no, sir. Everybody drank sugar in it. Then nobody never hardly drank. I ain't never know none of my old folks drank coffee without sugar, did you?
My mama didn't like sugar. And my sister Kenise, one in Chicago, she don't like sugar, nor neither cream. She just pour it out, and she like it black, and she like it strong. She don't like sugar, neither cream. Well, but now all the rest of us like sugar and cream. But now we're kind of putting me out with... Got me so I could drink it without sugar. And during the war, you know, when sugar's hard to get there to use them pre-sweets, I couldn't stand them. Well, I went to drink it then without sugar. But since I got so I could get sugar, I drank with sugar.
I ain't never drank none without sugar.
Child, I did. I couldn't stand.